There are two pictures, there are two illustrations. One appears in Parshas Kisetze last week, one appears in Parshas Kisavo this week. That for the person who's looking on the outside, they don't look all that different. They look pretty much the same. Last week's parasha, we read about the Ben Sira Mora. This kid just turned bar mitzvah, and he's eating a lot of meat, he's drinking a lot of wine. That's last week's parasha. This week's parasha comes to Torah and says, "V'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta shom v'samachas neshem lekecha." There's a mitzvah simcha to bring karbonos. Learns out from here that whenever there's a din of simcha, there's also a din of achilus pesach shalom. This is the mock of achilus pesach shalom on yontif. And according to the Ram, despite the mock of ein simcha ele b'bosar, yontif im bezman hazeh. And we know ein simcha ele b'yayin. The Gemara says. So you have a guy who's sitting down having a yontif tikkun meal a couple of weeks ago, having a yom tovim, a whole month of yom tovim. In simcha b'basav yayin, so you have two guys. You have a guy in Parshas Kisetze sitting down having b'basav yayin, someone in Parshas Kisavo sitting down having b'basav yayin. So if you look at the person, surface at least, same b'basav, same yayin, same bottle of wine, same piece of meat. Small technical difference. One's chayv skila. And the other one's fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa, being the samach lefnei Hashem lekecha, mitzvah simchas yontif. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two? The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif describes different types of simchas. The Rambam describes a simcha that's known to us as simchas hakeres. The stomach is the belly. That's one type of simcha. The Rambam says, who's guilty of simchas hakeres? The Rambam says, a person who sits down to his yontif table and he's very machbid, he's yaitzel chaladeh, mahadun rahadrid, the bosar, mahadun rahadrid, the yayin, but the ger yasav yamana, the sameach acherim, nowhere to be found. The most chitim from Pesach, doesn't exist. The money to help others buy meat for yontif for sukkahs doesn't exist. The inviting those who are lonely to the yontif table doesn't exist. Says the Rambam, that simcha sakeres, that's the simcha of his stomach. What type of simcha are we supposed to fulfill? So comes the Gemara, commenting in the pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashat Kisavo. Tachas Hashem avadat Hashem lekecha besimcha v'tuv leivav. The organ in the person's body that's associated with simcha in the proper fashion is simchas halev. So there's the simchas halev, which is the positive simcha of Yom Tov. The simcha of Parshas Kisavo is the simchas halev. The simcha of Parshas Kisetze is the simchas hakeres. What's the real difference in the simchas halev and simchas hakeres? So I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be a doctor. Maybe next Google, in medical school. But so a little bit I know, there's something very special about the heart. What's special about the heart? Out of all the Ivarim in the person's body, the heart is the greatest giver. The heart is constantly giving. It's pumping out. It's always on the move. The heart never stops, hopefully never. The heart is always giving blood, giving a source of chiyas. It's always giving from itself, pushing out, giving chiyas to the rest of the body. A stomach is the end of the route. Don't ask me kashyas from the small intestines or the large intestines. Do me a favor. I also took high school bio. Give me a break. Any kashyas, Dr. Berman will field them after she is on. But tachlis, when you think of a stomach, so you think of a person's stomach, his digestive system, you think it fills up, start on the top, everything goes down. Makes it to the bottom. Ah, geshmak. Just finished that rib steak. Geshmak. It's full. A cup of wine with that piece of meat. Made it to the bottom of the endless pit. That's the stomach. Mashal mother v'daima. There are two bodies of water in Eretz Yisrael. Some of you like to go swimming in both of them. But they're very different. There's the Kinneret and the Yam HaMelech. It's the same water. It's the same. You take a look at the map. Google Earth. The same water going down the Kinneret, down the Yarden into the Yam HaMelech. What's the difference? How come the Kinneret is clear, fresh, shmak, and beautiful? And the Yom HaMelech, I also love sugging the Yom HaMelech for 5 minutes. So you can't stay there too long. It's not called Dead Sea for nothing. Why is the Yom HaMelech dead? So the Yom HaMelech is the end, is a receptacle. The Yom HaMelech is where all the water ends. The Kinneret pumps water down. The water comes off the mountains into the Kinneret, goes out of the Kinneret down the Yarden. The Kinneret is a giver, the Kinneret is a lave. The Yom HaMelech is a stomach. The end of the line, the end of the system of the water. When someone is a nosei, when someone is a giver, that's chiyus, that's life. When someone is always a taker, that's synonymous with death. Those are the two simchas. Last week's passion is this passion. The Ben Seiru Mora is the ultimate taker. He's taking from everybody. He's got one goal, to get the meat and wine that he's already addicted to at the tender age of 13 and a month. Up to 3 months. Sigis and Sanhedrin, we've talked about in the past, not for now. Everything is taken. He takes from his father, and he takes from his mother, and when he can't get from his father and his mother, then he steals from other people, and his yeshiv alei maderach ha-melastin his abriyas, to fulfill his taiva. His achilu shtia is an achilu shtia of taiva, of achilas simchas ha-keres, and a simchas keres ends up in one place, ends up in the Yom HaMelech, ends up in Deret, ends up in the Yom HaMisa. But the simcha of Yomtiv, as the Rambam describes, is the Samech HaChayim. The boss of the Yain and Yomtiv is a vehicle to express the Simcha, to share the Simcha with others. Simcha is a Simcha Sarabim. It's not my personal Simcha. It's not my own personal meal of boss of the Yain, but it's to help others, to be B'Samech Klal Yisrael, together. The Simcha of Yomtiv is a Simcha Salev. It's a Simcha to give to others. That's the fundamental difference. The same bosser, the same Yain. But the mindset is so radically different. One results in a simcha lifnei Hashem, and the other ends up with a yamos zakav yamos chay. So by saying, this is not only true in terms of we get ourselves ready towards the yontif season. It's true in terms of everything. There's all the brachas that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us in terms of gashmias, in terms of ruchnias. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to learn Torah. Whatever we can do to help others, whatever we could do to share with others, whatever we could look to, maybe others who need a little bit more help, a little more chizuk, in all different shapes of form, bein begashrus, bein beruchnias. Now's the time to, how can I be a heart that's pumping chesed, a heart that's pumping tumah to others, a heart that's pumping chiyus into other people. The more we identify ourselves with the lev, we'll be part of the simchas lev. The more we become wrapped up in ourselves, the more we become individuals who are takers rather than givers, the more we become people who signify a big empty stomach that just wants to be filled up and not to share with others, the end of that root is the root of the Ben Seiru Mora. So the Ben Seiru Mora lohoiv lohiya, it never happened, but drosh v'kabel schar. We're supposed to learn the message and reap the reward, not just to learn the sugyas of Ben Seiru Mora, but to understand what went wrong with the Ben Seiru Mora. To get away from those midos magunos, those midos ros of Ben Seiru Mora, and to transform our bas of Yayin into the bas of Yayin of Simchas Yomtiv, the bas of Yayin of Yisameh, others of sharing with others. Okay, let's see you next time.